This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Andrew from Mount Vernon is. Andrew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Andrew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many quarters do you need to make $3?
12.
Correct. The MLB team from Detroit is what?
Pass.
What state is known as the Badger State?
Kansas.
No.
Missouri.
No.
Alabama.
No. In the comics, what superhero is considered the first Avenger?
America.
Yes. What do you call a cocktail consisting of coconut milk, rum, and pineapple?
Pina colada.
Correct. How many NFL teams don't have cheerleaders?
5.
No.
8.
Yes. What president was the first American to win a Nobel Peace Prize?
Pass.
The original story of The Little Mermaid takes place in what European country?
London.
No.
Pass.
T-Pain was the first winner of the American version of what competition show?
God, say that again?
T-Pain was the first winner of the American version of what competition show?
The Voice.
Oh, no. On the right track there. Andrew, you got 4 correct.
All right.
All right.
You know what? Right. It is all right. I don't know why. I kind of feel like Steve is going to crush this. Which I never feel like that, but I feel it in my bones.
I like that kind of energy.
All right, Steve, you ready?
We will win. We will win. We will win.
Okay. Saddest chant ever.
Yeah. How many quarters do you need to make $3?
12.
There we go. Yes. The MLB team from Detroit is what?
The Tigers.
Yes. What state is known as the Badger State?
Honey Badgers. I don't know.
No.
Is it Oklahoma?
No.
Wisconsin.
Yes. No. In the comics, what superhero is considered the first Avenger?
Is that Iron Man?
No.
Captain America.
Correct. What do you call a cocktail consisting of coconut milk, rum, and pineapple?
We call it my mom's favorite cocktail, pina colada.
Okay, yeah. How many NFL teams don't have cheerleaders?
Although recently she switched to just drinking Jack Daniels. I mean, it's like she made a very aggressive jump from pina colada to just doing shots of Jack. What was the question? I'm sorry.
How many NFL teams don't have cheerleaders?
2?
No.
The Steelers are 1.
Four?
No.
Six?
No.
Nine?
What president? Nice, but no. What president was the first American to win a Nobel Peace Prize?
Lincoln.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Obama.
No. The original story of The Little Mermaid takes place in what European country?
England?
No.
Italy?
No.
France?
No. Steve?
Oh, man.
You didn't do as well as I thought you were going to do. I'm not going to lie. But you got 5 correct, which is a win still, 5-4,
oh,
Andrew.
Oh, good game, Andrew.
That was so close.
Yeah, not bad.
Oh. It is your bad.
Next time, buddy.
Next time. Andrew knew there are 8 NFL teams that don't have cheerleaders. Very unfortunate that there's that many.
Yeah, I know of the Steelers. I can't think of any of the other ones.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
Okay.
What president was the first American to win a Nobel Peace Prize? No?
I don't know.
Theodore Roosevelt.
I should have just guessed Roosevelt.
The original story of The Little Mermaid takes place in what European country? Danny, do you know?
Denmark?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And then one you didn't get to, and I know you'll get this right. T-Pain was the first winner of the American version of what competition show?
X Factor?
Wow, no. The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer. Yeah.
I love that you went to X Factor. That's an old school one, dude.
Is that showing my age?
Yes.
Am I going to be carded now?
For sure.
And it's the Bills, Bears, Browns, Packers, Giants, Jets, Chargers, and Steelers.
That is so sad. They should get some cheerleaders.
I get the Bills. It's free. And also the Bears. It's freaking cold out there.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You want cheerleaders wearing parkas?
Yes.
There's a new feature on our Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. Steve, we have already been getting some very interesting ones on there lately.
Oh, we definitely have. Some that have left me completely confused. I want to see if you guys are just as confused as I am. And then one that has an issue with a wedding that they're being invited to.
Ooh, sounds juicy. We will slide into our VMs after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show. Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
You two are invited to leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app, and we have one on there from a listener who's her sister's maid of honor, but she's considering not going to the wedding.
Wow.
We're going to get to that, but first, Migs, you mentioned earlier that there is a voice message that was a little confusing to you.
It left me a little confused. I had to spend some time on the internet to figure out what they were talking about. I want to see if you guys are just as confused as I was.
Okay.
Coincidence, or is it just what it is? Have you ever experienced doing something or talking about something, and then at the same time, it happens? The word or show is said on the radio?
I mean, every time Nine Inch Nails closer. No. That'd be weird.
I did it airbrushing that one time and mixing all these colors and straining the colors and had a whole bunch of colors, like 12 or more. I finally got to one color, and then as I started that color to clean it, I experienced a song from Sammy Hagar. Do you know what color it was and what song it was?
Okay, so he's airbrushing, and then he hears a certain song, and it's a Sammy Hagar song. Do you know what color he's talking about?
No.
I don't think we have a room full of Sammy Hagar fans. Well, you might. I like Sammy.
I've seen him in concert a couple times. He's great, but I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
What kind of cryptic message is this? Like, they're making me do homework, and then I figured it out, and I think this is the answer. Usually I'd be like, man, maybe you should lay off the acid, but now I kind of understand what he's talking
that's
about.
That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty cool.
The Red Rocker singing about the color red while he's airbrushing the color red.
Yes.
Whoa. Now, Migs, let's get to that other voicemail where we have a maid of honor that maybe doesn't want to go to the wedding.
I am very curious to see what you have to say about this.
Oh, God.
Karen, Steve, Danny, and Sarah, help me with this one. So I am my sister's maid of honor for her wedding this summer. We're really, really close, and I'm happy for her, but she just told me that my husband is not invited to the wedding. I get it's a small wedding.
Look,
I'm having a visceral reaction to this.
You corpsed.
Wow.
You full-on corpsed.
Wow.
You went stiff. All right, you want more info?
Yes.
Okay.
I get it's a small wedding, and her and my husband have never really seen eye to eye, but I still think he should be invited to the wedding. So my husband found this out, and he thinks we're a package deal and wants me to tell her it's either both of us or neither.
Which, man, that's a tough one to say when you're like, hey, I know you want me. I'm your sister, and I'm your maid of honor. But if my husband's not coming, I'm not coming. This whole thing makes my brain hurt.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in the middle of my sister and my husband, and I really don't know what to do. So honestly, any advice would be amazing. Thanks.
I mean, I think that she's not as close to her sister as she thinks she is.
Ooh.
What, you don't think she's... I mean, because you would feel comfortable enough to tell your sister to go F herself, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No problem. Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, they are a package deal, you know? Like, this isn't like a new boyfriend or something. This is the person that, you know, she took vows with.
I hate when there's like when that happens. It happened to me once. I was not even in the wedding party, but I even was just like, no, I'm not going if I can't. At the time, I had a girlfriend, and they're like, hey, it's a small wedding. You can only come. And I was like, well, I don't really know a ton of people, and that's weird to me. And I was like, look, it's here. Now you have one less seat to worry about, because I was like, I'm not going to come if I can't bring my girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, it's just awkward for me. I'm sorry. And they got weird about it for a second, and finally they're like, we made it work so that she can show up too. And I'm part of me was like, I don't want to go. Like,
yeah.
I was kind of excited to have an out.
I mean, my first wedding, my ex-mother-in-law and ex-father-in-law didn't really get along. Mm-hmm. And my ex-mother-in-law did not want my ex-father-in-law even invited to the wedding. And I was like, well, that's not an option. So she decided to just make things very awkward and difficult the day of the wedding. So there's also that. Like, if they're both going to be there, there might be some weird tension.
Why is it that weddings bring out the weirdness in everybody? I always feel like there's somebody that gets all worked up over something. I remember I had a family member that was mad at me because we didn't have their kid be one of our part
flower
of the wedding.
Girls or
one
ring
of
bearers
things.
Or
I don't remember which
candle
one.
Lighter.
I remember my mom being like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Are you, I'm like, no, we have too many kids as it is. We already have all that taken. And I've never met this kid. Like, whenever I go home, they never come over to visit the family. Like, you know, this is, yeah, they're a relative, but they're not like close enough to where I've spent time with this child. Like,
yeah.
I don't know this person. And she didn't even come to the wedding. Like, originally they were coming to the wedding. They didn't come. And I'm positive it was because of that.
People got to stop making weddings weird, man. Put your differences aside for one day and leave your opinions out of it.
I feel like in a wedding party, you should let the person bring their husband,
yep,
or their especially if they're married.
Agree.
That seems bonkers to me.
Well, speaking of our voice messages, we also got one that is a little bit heavier. So how would you handle finding out some scandalous information about a loved one after they had passed away?
That's tough to carry with you.
You'll get all
when you get that info, do you share it with others?
Right. We'll give you all those details at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
We've been combing through our voice messages, and we got a pretty heavy one from a listener on the Odyssey app. Check it out.
Hey
My wife of 6 years recently passed away in a tragic car accident. It was super unexpected. A few days after she passed, I received her belongings from the hospital, including her cell phone. And as I was going through her accounts to shut things down, I found out that she's been having an affair with someone for the past 2 years.
Oy.
2 years?
That's right. I mean, I hope that's not happening, but like, if you got the cell phone, part of me was just like, I know you want to know, but part of me was like, just put it away.
Yeah.
I don't even want to. It's when I, you know what I mean?
It's not going to change anything,
right,
to get like, more information.
I'd rather not have that information. That's got to be hard because you're already mourning the loss of someone you love, and then you find out information that would just completely rock you in a whole different way.
I'm really heartbroken. I really don't want to go to her funeral now, but I also don't want to tell her family because they think the best of her, and I don't want to ruin that, especially in their time of mourning. But I know it'll be suspicious if I don't go. I'm really at a loss on what to do.
You really, you can't be like, oh, I got to go do a work thing, or I got another thing I got to attend. People are like, that's your wife. Why aren't you at the funeral?
Yeah.
What do you guys think I should do? Would you go?
I mean, I would go. I think you can't measure your love and your relationship on what you found out after the fact that happened for the past 2 years, right before she passed away. You know what I mean? I think he's got to go.
Yeah, you go. I think don't even touch a lick of alcohol. You know what I mean? Because like you think about some people after a few drinks, things get a little looser and maybe get a little more emotional. Next thing you know, you're showing people and you're like, that. I think that just goes down a really rough road. But I think you go, you put a game face on, you get through it, it's going to suck. But, you know, like you said, like you don't want to, you sounds like you care about her family and the people that loved her. You don't want to rock their world as well. Nothing, that information, I don't know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not telling you the right thing to do, but I don't think that information is going to help anybody. And it sucks that you have to have that information now with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I agree with you though. Don't have the booze. That might make somebody a little loosey goosey.
Especially if like you're dealing with those kind of emotions, and I know like there's some times like great, like my dad didn't do anything on that level, but like, you know, it was tough growing up with my dad, and there I met a lot of people, and I love my dad, and it was heartbreaking, you know, when he passed away and we went to the funeral and all that. But there were some people that were coming up that I never met, and they wanted to almost bond emotionally with me about, he was like a second dad to me and blah, blah, blah. And like all this stuff. I'm like, I don't even know who the F you are. Like, you know what I mean? If I had a few drinks, I might have said something like, hey, lady, go F yourself. Like, he didn't raise you.
Yeah.
He was like, he was nice to you when you're in your 30s. Like, it's a completely different
thing.
Not
the same.
Yeah.
Not the
like,
same
let's,
at all.
Let's pump the brakes on. Like, you're trying to pretend to be my sister. I don't know who you are.
Well, and I know that you found out after your dad passed away just how many things bought online and how much he loved As Seen on TV opportunities,
including hip-hop dance
videos,
hip-hop abs. But I mean, but on the serious side, we also found out my dad was not nearly as tightened up financially as we thought he was, because he seemed like he always came off like he had his crap together, didn't even have a will. And it was like, you know, my brother and I were just so angry, because it's like it just added more steps to have to make sure that our mom is taken care of, when it's like, dad, your health was bad, you knew all this stuff, but we didn't know that until he passed.
So we want to hear from those who have been through something similar to this. 206-803-ROCK. Have you ever found something out about a loved one after they passed away? And how did you handle that information coming to you? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after 3 days, Grace.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are just joining us today, we got a voice message on the Odyssey app from a listener who found out some pretty heavy information about his wife after she passed away.
A few days after she passed, I received her belongings from the hospital, including her cell phone. And as I was going through her accounts to shut things down, I found out that she's been having an affair with someone for the past 2 years. I really don't want to go to her funeral now, but I also don't want to tell her family because they think the best of her. But I know it'll be suspicious if I don't go. I'm really at a loss on what to do.
So what about you, Rockaholics? Have you ever found out something about a loved one after they passed? And how did you handle that information? 206-803-ROCK.
We do have some very conflicting text messages that we'll definitely get to in a couple of minutes. But I believe Rose is on the phone.
We have Rose from Tacoma. Tell us what you found out about your son.
Good morning, you guys.
What's up, Rose?
all the morning chores. So I found out that my son had two girlfriends when he was fighting leukemia. They were both girls that he had dated in high school, one was, you know, when he was about 15, 16, they broke up. He started dating this other girl. They broke up, and then he got sick and started talking to both of them and basically had both of them on the hook as his girlfriend. And when I found out, I was like, buddy, what are you doing?
Man, see, this is the moment where I'd be a terrible parent. Could be like, high five. Like, you know, you're dealing with so much crap in your life. Might as well just have fun.
Yeah. But he was too sick to, you know, do stuff.
Right. But I mean, at least he's like, I would imagine they were bringing his spirits up just by communicating with them.
Yeah, I have another really funny story about one of the times he was in the hospital and one of them visited. That's a whole nother therapy session. But about a week before he passed and we were still having a lot of hope that we were going to get him better and everything, I was like, what are you doing? Like, you got to pick one. And he was like, when I get better, I'll choose one. And I'm like, all right, like, this is your spider web, you're in it to win it, I guess. And then he passed, and you know, he's been gone now a little over 3 years, and yeah, they pretty much feud over who he loved more.
I was gonna ask you that question. Were they aware that they were both, you know, his girlfriend at some point? Did they come to you then to kind of get closure?
They found out that he was, air quotes, dating both of them after he passed. So they were the ones that found out after his passing that both of them were, you know, in his pocketbook. And, you know, he was super young, and we find it really beneficial for the dork squad, as I call them, to get together for events. You know, we do a dorksmas thing at Christmas, and we get together for his birthday and stuff like that. And these two girls typically show up, and, you know, there's a little bit of side wrangling to kind of keep them moderately separate across the living room.
Rose, do you have one that's the favorite for you?
Maybe.
what a man, that is some crazy stuff that was left in your lap. Like, you have to navigate these two girls that will forever have like a connection but don't like each other because of it.
Right. And mind you, he was 21 when he passed, so like, everybody's young. They've got a lifetime to heal over this. But yes, the one that he went to prom with, she has been my house sitter when I travel for work. And
so that's the one you like more. Yeah.
the other one, you know, she's a nice enough girl.
She's okay.
She just is a little bit extra, but, you know.
So he was dating Sarah? Hey, Rose, I do have a question because we're looking at the text message. I feel like maybe you would be in a better spot to be able to comment on this, because some people are just saying, hell no, sure, don't go and tell her family. She betrayed your trust, regardless of whether she passed away. Another person's like, screw her. I tell everybody in the funeral with screenshots. Another person says, it's not going to help anybody. You don't need to share that info. It doesn't mean to be shouted from a mountain. Should be kept to himself. Put yourself in this person's shoes. Would you let other family members know that the person that they loved was not necessarily on the up and up, or would you just kind of keep that to yourself?
Not her family. I mean, you could trust your family with it, but not her family. Why cause them more pain and suffering? And for the love of God, go to therapy. Mm-hmm. Like, for real.
And somebody brought up, what if that guy shows up to the funeral?
That would be a little dramatic. I mean, I will say that at my son's memorial, there was a moderate amount of drama between my girls.
Oh boy.
Well, Rose, we love you. And even a text message just said, I love Rose. She lost her son, but she's still laughing and joking about the girlfriends.
Yes.
And has a great attitude and a great spirit. Rose is definitely one of our favorite people.
We love you, Rose. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? His record, 56 wins, 28 losses, and 15 ties in 2025. And yesterday at 5:40, three of the correct answers to the next game were given out during the cheat sheet. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.